What difference would it make to the quality of our lives if we were able to take the time at the beginning and ending of our day to dedicate simply to stillness? Experiment with intentionally creating a sanctuary of silence during those times. In the morning, before you begin the activities of your day, take a few moments when you leave the television turned off, the phone unplugged, the dishes unwashed, and the radio silent. Explore purposefully what it means to be still, while having no particular purpose at all. Let your body and mind relax and dedicate yourself to listening with as much sensitivity and wholeheartedness as you can. Experiment with bringing a gentle and curious awareness to everything that is happening in your body. Explore what it means to be awake to the life of your body with all its sensations, its places of tightness and ease, the feeling of contact between your feet and the floor, or your back and the chair. Bring with you the same sensitivity as you listen to the landscape of your mind and heart. Tune in to the emotional tones of the inner voices that vie for your attention. Notice where there is anxiety, agitation, anticipation, resistance, or need. Explore what it means to listen without being lost, not chasing after any of the thoughts, not trying to control them, subdue them, or modify them. Discover the refuge that is always available to us in silence. At the end of your day, experiment once more with a few moments of dedicated stillness. Instead of trying to camouflage the intentions and residues accumulated in the day with distraction input, entertainment, or yet more busyness, dedicate some time once more to listening to yourself. As you turn your dedication to your body, soften the places that have accumulated tension through the day. Take these moments to attend to the life of your mind and heart. You may be stunned to discover the number and intensity of thoughts that swirl through your consciousness. In our busy minds, conversations and encounters replay themselves in a perpetual loop. Disappointments and frustrations appear, demanding attention. We experience the extraordinary pressure of a mind bowed between the weight of accumulated impressions. We are tempted to flee from this uncomfortable experience, submerging ourselves instead in distraction. We also become acutely aware that the two things we cannot divorce ourselves from in this life are our own minds and hearts. Embracing this understanding deeply, we know the urgency of caring for the quality of our mind and heart. Instead of fleeing from or avoiding the chaos of our psychological, emotional landscape, we learn to bring a gentle, clear attentiveness to it. The most direct way of doing this is to turn toward those inner places that are the most wounded and chaotic. We cannot always blame the world, our responsibilities, or ourselves for the inner chaos and noise that feels so unendurable. We begin to understand that the inner turmoil is the result of the many moments of incomplete attention we've brought to the encounters of our day, and the inner agitation that has compelled us to haste, and the times we have become simply lost in our expectations, wants, plans, and thoughts. All of this can be transformed as we come to understand that a life of engagement, activity, and creativity does not preordain a sentence of agitation and anxiety. The moments of stillness we gift to ourselves are powerful symbols that remind us of the power of silence and communion. We listen to our cascading thoughts without judging, rejecting, or blaming, and our minds respond to the kindness of this attention. The clamor of our thoughts begins to slow. The grip of the agitation begins to be released, and we again glimpse the inner calm and silence, which are truly healing and creative. We all need these moments of remembering what our work and our life are really about, what we value most deeply, and who we are apart from our roles and activities. We are all restored and renewed through these moments, dedicated to doing nothing and remembering what it is and what it means just to be. We live in a world of symbols that endeavor primarily to convince us of the virtue of having more, becoming more, and producing more. Absorbing these messages as the guidelines by which we live, we are compelled into a more busyness and frequently into being increasingly alienated from ourselves and this quiet wisdom of our hearts. Dedicated times of stillness throughout our days are powerful reminders for us to return to ourselves, to treasure silence, and to understand that we cannot measure ourselves by what we have gained in this life. The depth of our being may be more truly measured by what we have been able to let go of. Silence is not a geographical place, nor is it dependent upon removing ourselves from the world. Silence is never far away. The challenge is to untangle the habits of haste and restlessness that can govern our lives.